a third nuclear test today. You may have heard the story by North Korea in a move that has provoked neighboring China and the rest of the world. Here is the announcement as the people of the Korean Peninsula heard it today.
우리의 국방과학 부문에서는 주체 배기 2013년 2월 12일
Here's the English translation. The scientific field for national defense has succeeded in the third underground nuclear test at a site in the north part of our country on February 12, 2013. It was confirmed that the nuclear test was carried out at a high level in a safe and perfect manner. This English translation from Korean television, or North Korean television, using a miniaturized and lighter nuclear device with greater explosive force than previously. This time last year, Jim Schoaf was working for the Pentagon, specializing in East Asia policy and involved in what became known as the Leap Date Deal in East Asian affairs. He's now senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. What's your reaction to this third test, Jim, and welcome to the show?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's certainly a test that was long expected. We've been waiting for it for many weeks. But it's still a bit of a watershed moment because it represents an increase of North Korea's capability in this area, building nuclear weapons, and it follows their missile test in December that was also a success. So it's a bit of a watershed.
Do the words miniaturized and lighter nuclear device with greater explosive force, do they mean anything to folks who watch the nuclear arms business? Does it suggest a plutonium weapon? Does it suggest some new design? Does it suggest something that could be fitted on a missile?
Well, that's part of what we're waiting to find out more about. Certainly from the size of the test, it seems that it's larger and more successful than two previous tests they did in 2006, 2009. We don't really know yet what the fissile material was. Was it HEU or plutonium? We might be able to sniff that out if any leaked out from the test. But we would certainly expect that they're making progress in miniaturization. They're a capable country in that regard. So, ironically, this is a watershed moment in terms of increased threat of combining missiles with nuclear weapons. But I think our policy response is going to be very similar, which is continued pressure and solidarity of countries in the region, but still trying to find ways to engage North Korea in the future.
Although continued solidarity and pressure has only produced more tests.
True, but it's we don't know where the program would be if we were somehow not putting this kind of sanction and pressure on. Presumably, we've made it harder for North Korea to go this route. China, its greatest benefactor and lifeline, is increasingly frustrated with North Korea's nuclear development and the tension that it and the instability that it promotes within the region.
Although their frustration is not matched with action in the sense that they're far more worried about a refugee crisis crossing the border if they cut off aid. They're as hamstrung as the rest of the world.
You're right. There's definitely a limit to how far China's willing to go, and I don't think we can count on China necessarily. But still, the regional cooperation is important both as a deterrent but also as a means to demonstrate that North Korea can't kind of split alliances and our cooperation apart.
Finally, it's my understanding that the North Koreans only have uranium, fissile uranium, available to them for a weapons program. If plutonium was detected, how big of a deal would that be?
Well, the previous devices, we think, were used plutonium, and they have a finite amount of that that they produced earlier. So that would show that they're still having trouble, perhaps, enriching uranium. So this is not an immediate threat. They're not going to be building multiple nuclear-tipped missiles anytime immediately soon, but we need to continue to be prepared and respond accordingly.
Jim Schoaf is a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.